The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. What is relational sexology? Where science meets soul in the art of loving. For much of modern history, sex has been treated as though it exists in isolation. It's a physical act, a performance, a drive, a technique, or a problem to solve. Yet after more than two decades working with individuals and couples, I have found that sexuality rarely makes sense when viewed in isolation from the wider ecosystem in which it exists. Desire does not emerge from nowhere, and neither does disconnection, nor erotic aliveness, nor sexual shutdown. Our intimate lives are shaped by the dynamic interplay between nervous systems, emotional safety, attachment patterns, stress levels, embodiment, relationship dynamics, meaning, culture, lifestyle, and the quality of connection we create together over time. This is the foundation of relational sexology. Relational sexology is an integrative approach to sex, love, and intimacy that understands sexuality not as an isolated function, but as an emergent property of a wider relational ecosystem. Rather than asking only what is wrong with this individual's libido, desire, arousal, or sexual functioning, relational sexology also asks what is happening within the relational system from which sexuality is emerging. Because sex is never just about sex. Much of modern sexual culture remains shaped by what I call a performance-based model of sexuality. This model tends to focus on frequency, performance, orgasm, technique, novelty, functionality, fixing symptoms. And while these things may have their place, they often miss the deeper relational and embodied dimensions of intimacy. Many couples arrive in therapy believing they have a sex problem, when in reality, they are struggling with chronic stress, emotional disconnection, nervous system dysregulation, unresolved resentment, loss of playfulness, absence of presence, or the gradual erosion of erotic energy within the relationship. Equally, some couples communicate beautifully and function effectively as life partners, yet have lost touch with erotic aliveness altogether. Sexuality cannot be fully understood mechanically, psychologically, or relationally alone. It requires an integrative lens. Relational sexology views intimate relationships as living systems. Within these systems, everything affects everything else. The way partners speak to one another, how safe they feel emotionally, the degree of pressure, stress, and exhaustion they live under, how much time they spend together, whether they feel appreciated, desired, playful, free, resentful, criticized, lonely, rushed, disconnected, or emotionally unseen. All of these shape the erotic climate of a relationship. In this sense, sexuality is not simply something we do. It is something that emerges from the quality of the relational ecosystem we cultivate together. This is why techniques alone are often insufficient. You cannot sustainably create vibrant erotic connection within a chronically depleted, disconnected, overpressured relational environment. One of the central ideas within relational sexology is that healthy sexuality is emergent. In other words, meaningful erotic connection arises from conditions that support it. This shifts the conversation away from how do we force desire to happen toward what conditions allow desire, pleasure, openness, and erotic connection to emerge more naturally. This often involves helping couples regulate stress and nervous system overload, create emotional safety, deepen relational openness, reconnect with embodiment, cultivate playfulness and pleasure, move beyond performative sexuality, slow down enough to become truly present, and rediscover intimacy as a shared relational practice. Paradoxically, many people discover that erotic aliveness returns not when they chase it harder, but when they create the conditions in which it can breathe again. Relational sexology integrates insights from sexology, relationship therapy, attachment theory, psychobiology, neuroscience, somatic psychology, systems thinking, conscious relating, and transpersonal approaches to intimacy and sexuality. It recognizes that human sexuality is both biological and meaningful, both embodied and relational, both physical and emotional, both instinctive and deeply shaped by consciousness. This approach also acknowledges something often missing from modern conversations about sex, that intimacy can be profound. That lovemaking can become a space of connection, healing, play, tenderness, vitality, transformation, and even transcendence. Not through performance or perfection, but through presence. To practice relational sexology effectively, a therapist requires training in both relational dynamics and human sexuality. Working with couples purely through a communication or psychological lens can miss the embodied and erotic dimensions of intimate partnership. Equally, addressing sexuality without understanding attachment, emotional safety, nervous system regulation, relational patterns, and long-term partnership dynamics risks reducing sex to technique or performance. Relational sexology sits at the intersection of these disciplines. It recognizes that long-term erotic intimacy is not created through sexual skill alone, nor through relationship skills alone, but through the ongoing cultivation of the wider relational ecosystem from which intimacy emerges. Modern couples face enormous pressures. Stress, exhaustion, overwork, digital distraction, performance culture, individualism, unrealistic expectations, and the loss of meaningful connection all impact our capacity for intimacy. Many people have not lost their sexuality. They have lost connection to their erotic aliveness. Relational sexology offers a different path. One that moves away from pressure and performance, away from reductionism and quick fixes, away from seeing sex as separate from love, relationship, embodiment, and meaning, and toward a more integrated understanding of human intimacy. One where sexuality is not merely something to achieve, but something to cultivate. A living relational process. A practice of connection, an art of loving.